The superbug is called CRE, and a recent report from the Centers for Disease Control describes it as nightmare bacteria. Dr. Katie Passeretti of Carolina's healthcare system says it's evolved into something extremely difficult to treat.
Until the past decade or so, the bacteria haven't been smart enough to outwit all the antibiotics that we throw at it, but now has developed the ability to become resistant to pretty much anything we can treat it with.
At Carolina's Medical Center in Charlotte, for example, CRE has infected 18 patients since 2012. 7 of them died. And Dr. Passeretti says those numbers are on the rise.
We certainly noticed increased cases over the past couple of years, as I think a lot of people throughout the country have.
The Centers for Disease Control reports 4 times as many hospitals have cases of CRE now compared to a decade ago. That said, it's still an extremely rare bacteria that's found almost only among long-term hospital patients. Dr. David Weber is the medical director of infection control at UNC Hospitals.
We see one infection for every 20,000 patient hospital days. So the simple way to think about that would be if you knew how many days you were in the hospital and you divided by 20,000, that would be your risk.
In other words, your risk of getting the nightmare bacteria is tiny. But Dr. Jim Lederer of Novant Health says there's a good reason for the medical community to sound the alarm now.
Because this is the same place we were at 40 years ago with MRSA.
MRSA, or MRSA, is a staph infection that also started to show resistance to antibiotics.
But we didn't really get on it as aggressively as we probably should have, and here we are today with MRSA as a common hospital germ, but also a common community germ causing infection.
To keep that from happening with CRE, Dr. Lederer says hospitals are taking simple steps like isolating patients who have it and sterilizing everything those patients come into contact with. Another key is not to overprescribe antibiotics. Dr. Lederer says that's the main reason more bacteria are becoming resistant to treatment. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.